Know what time it is, baby.
So now they've got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, takes to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks a hard tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle. Sweeps down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again, goes to the 40, gets away again, to the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking down in post, and it's good.
Second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the slant to the left side. It's Russell Skinner's intercepted! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman is redemption! Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown! No greater redemption!
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Quick.
Boom! What is going on, faithful? You beautiful, lovely people out there, man. It is your boy Mike from the Nothing But Niners crew. And guys, we are live for the fastest 15 minutes ever. 15 minutes minus 2 minutes because of the intro, right? It's question and answer time here. March Madness Day 29. Now listen, it's the 29th. And I know I was supposed to go live last night and I didn't do it and I apologize. So you guys are going to get another episode tomorrow live from my work van. I'm going to be driving, heading home. And I will do a 20 or 30 minute question and answer segment to the best of my abilities, safe as possible. All right. So I'm excited about that one, man. Listen, it's going to be a fun day. I'm ready to get down into it. You guys see the banner going across the bottom of the screen. Type those questions in here. It's March Madness at midnight. We got 2 days left. Only two more episodes. So you guys make sure we're ready to rock and roll, right? 30 days of September, April, June, November. Yeah. Yeah, we got two more of these things left. So technically three because of the bonus one that I missed. So we're going to get to it. We're going to have a lot of fun. I am so looking forward to it. All right. Can't believe Sin is still awake. But here we go. First one up on deck. Mark says, OG, Big Mike, how's your day been, OG? So far, so good, man. I am a firm believer of, you know, I'm still here and I'm still working. So it could always be worse, man. I try not to complain a lot at all. It was an eventful day at work, did a couple of shows, and now I'm here with you guys, man. So this is the best way to end my night, man. I really, really enjoy this. Thank you all very much. This is plans for Easter Sunday. Yes, I want to go see my grandmother. My grandmother is bedbound and in her upper 80s, almost 90, and you just don't know how many more of these we get. So I'm going to make my way to see my grandmother. And then I have some fun things planned for my children and my niece and nephew. We're going to do something with my mom while I'm out with my grandmother. We'll do something with my mom and her and my siblings and you know, our little family there. Easter egg hunt, maybe give away some money to the kids and stuff like that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for that. Then he says, excited for anything during the break between after the draft and rookie minicamp. No, not so much football related. No, that kind of stuff doesn't really get me hyped up. You know what I mean? That time of the year is really, really dead. And I'm always looking to do something different here on Nothing But Niners. So I'm going to probably end up coming up with something else. Maybe not necessarily daily, but increase the amount of shows that we do. Open up the phone lines. I want to hear from the faithful, see how they feel about the team and the way they're constructed. So we're going to do a lot more call-in shows. We're going to bring that all back. I'm excited for that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Sin says, hi, with the Z's. But she's still here, guys. She's still here. Shout out to my girl, Sin, man. Cynthia, you are A-plus in my book. And I owe you some thanks, too. We'll talk offline. Mark says here, the second question of the night, do you plan on adding or trying a new hookah flavor or cigar and drink for the post-game shows? I kind of stick with the hookah flavors. I don't like them too fruity. I like my mint, you know, something mixed with mint. I don't mix it up too much, so I probably won't try anything new with hookah. I did get a couple of new cigars just today. My pop stopped by the warehouse and picked up some flavors for me that I was doing some research on. Not flavors, but, you know, types of cigars. And I'm going to try those out, see how they go. Maybe we'll incorporate that into the show. As far as drink, I will probably incorporate some more Cavassier into my post-game celebrations. All right. He says, what's a cigar and drink you tried that was and wasn't worth the price? Ooh, very good. Okay. A cigar that wasn't worth the price. I'm going to tell you guys the truth here. There are a lot of Cohibas that are super overrated. And I won't say that they're not worth the price, because that's, you know, that's subjective. But for the name that Cohiba has and the respect that they get in the cigar community, here we go. I'll try to do it like that, so I feel like I'm talking over the banner. For the respect that they get in the cigar community, I've had a lot of very meh Cohibas, and people are like, oh, you got to get this one, you got to get that one. It just, you know, now. There are some, so if you guys go to CI International, they have this one, I think it's called Papas Fritas, right? And this is one of my favorite cigars. What it is, it's the clipping. So you guys know when they roll cigars, it's like this long thing, they have to cut the edges and everything, and they wrap it and finalize it. They take the clippings from the edge of these premium cigars, right? They take the clippings of it, and they re-roll it into their own cigar. So it's what the company will be naturally throwing away, and they re-roll it into a cigar. So it's not one big long leaf necessarily, or, you know, the pieces of it, but they open it up, they re-roll them and everything, and it's a great bang for your buck. You're getting an A-plus top quality cigar for literally a fraction of the price. So Papas Fritas on CI International, I believe it's CI International. Now I got to look and see. Now I got to make sure that's where it is. So Ligia Privada is one of the best cigars that you can find. And that's what the clippings are for the Papas Fritas. Drew Estate Ligia Privada, one of my favorite cigars, like hands down ever, all time. But you can get the Papas Fritas, which is, like I said, it's the clippings of it. And it's so good. So, so good. So if you're on a budget, you don't want to do it, that's the way to do it. A drink that I've tried that wasn't worth the price. I'm going to say, all right, this is going to sound weird because this is a really, really good drink. Johnny Walker, the Blue Label. Now, very smooth, very good drink, right? But the different labels and different colors mean like you're getting better and better in the quality. I don't think that the price jump from the blue to is it gold? I don't think it's justified. Hold on, let me tell you which one it is. I got to be clear with what I'm saying, because I don't want you guys to think that I'm crazy. Johnny Walker labels in order is as follows. All right, so the color range is. Okay. I'm going to put my birthday in here. Sorry, guys. Okay, here we go. So you start with the red label. That's their bottom. And then you have the black label. Then you have double black. Then you have gold label. And you have platinum. And then you have blue. It's platinum. Bottle of gold. It was platinum. Forgot about the platinum. I think the platinum is probably my favorite one, but the blue label for some reason gets all the hype in the world. And I think maybe it's because like it's their top one. The bottle has that hint of blue in it, like the way that they do the glass. And so it's pretty cool, right? But just the price difference is, it's just not like the platinum. The platinum is not far off. So I like that. And like I said, they're both good. And you can taste the difference. You can feel the difference. But I just don't know if it's worth the price, Jim. And an underrated drink. A lot of people would say it's very cheap, but man, it's so smooth. Is the Dewar's White. A very cheap scotch. It's a blend. And it's a fraction of the price of any top shelf single malt that you'll get, because the blends are usually cheaper. But it's so good and so smooth for the price that you're getting. You serve that around the table with some good cigars, and I promise you, absolutely nobody's going to complain. The Dewar's, I think it's called Dewar's Dwarf. Dewar's White Label. Yeah, Dewar's White Label. That's the one. I mean, very, very cheap. Anywhere between $20 and $30 for their biggest bottle. Depends on where you get it, obviously. And it's, like I said, it's a blend. So the single ones cost more. The blends are usually cheaper. But I'm telling you, it's so good. Super smooth, nice, crisp, refreshing taste. Not too hard on that. Like, it's not getting you like that. Very, very good. DJ Malone says, howdy, Mike. How's it going? So far, so good. How's the family doing? We are all doing really, really well. Do you have plans to do a mock draft with Wayne and Tony in the future? So Wayne and I are doing mock drafts every Monday, but you asked about Wayne and Tony. So Tony's a little tough to get in touch with right now. Our schedules just aren't really aligning. He's available more during the day when I'm working. And then when I'm home in the evenings, he is working. It's tough, man. I got to try to catch him on a day that he's got off, but I do want to get Tony on. The odds of getting all three of us on are going to be really, really tough. I would love to make it happen, though. I would love to make it happen. Because how pissed would you be if we took a defensive lineman at 31? I wouldn't be pissed at all. I kind of expect it. Again, you guys think I'm crazy when I say it, but the Niners tend to throw all of their top priority resources to that position group. It's just what they do. It's what they do. You look at the last 3 years, it's what they do. The biggest free agent signings tend to be defensive linemen. The biggest draft picks tend to be defensive. It's just what they do. Even with Kinlaw, right? Like, it's the last time we had a first round pick or two, and it was Kinlaw. Right? Like, that's what they do. So it is what it is, other than the Trey Lance thing, obviously, right? But Kinlaw and then Trey Lance, and then that's it. So we'll see what happens. I wouldn't be upset, though. And yes, I agree. We need to draft five offensive line. We need to draft at least three. We need to draft three. I don't know if we need five, because I want to see some of the guys underneath them develop. What's DJ Malone is back again. What's one ethnic cuisine the family likes? An ethnic cuisine. My kids eat. Like, they're all different. They're all different. I don't know if I have an ethnic cuisine. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. What is an ethnic cuisine that my kids like, my family likes? Like, my family, like my, you know, siblings and mom and aunts and uncles and all that, you know, a lot of pork. They love that stuff. There's so many different ways. A nice, good ham. I actually just picked up a ham from the grocery store today. It's like 20-pound ham. Oh, I can't wait to cook this thing up, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I soak it in honey for a week. I have no idea how I'm going to do this, but I'm really, really excited. But I don't know. I haven't had a good sweet potato pie. I consider that an ethnic cuisine. Now that's one that even my kids love. Ooh, grandma's sweet potato pie was banging, man. Oh my God. Anyway, all right, let me go. Let me keep it moving here. I'm getting hungry now. What's your opinion of people who cheat and or string people along? It's going to sound weird. I think people who cheat just to cheat are a little weird. I think people who cheat, I think people who cheat with good intentions have a moral compass that people won't appreciate. Like, cheating takes work, right? Like, you got to hide stuff, you got to lie about stuff, and you got to really work to make sure you don't hurt your significant other, right? I think that's there's something weird about that that I think is like a sign of love and appreciation. Then there's people who just don't give a crap and just like just go out and do whatever they do and they'll try to hide. And if you catch me, you catch me. That's different. And that goes along with stringing people along. Like if you know that you're not interested in that person, just let them go. I think those people are jerks. There you go. All right. Let me see here. What other questions do we have in here? Here we go. Sin has one here. What did you think about Armstead's video? I didn't watch the whole thing. He speaks very slow, and I don't have time to like, not that I don't have time, and I could have sped it up, but I get impatient and antsy. I wanted to know what the Niners offered him. We went to that part. We saw the $6 million, and I thought he was right with how he felt. I think that the Niners were right for the offer. I think that the Niners, you don't want to just let him go. You make him an offer and let him decide his own fate. I think they did everything the right way. I think the Niners have paid him so much the last couple of seasons. And I know about the restructures and all that stuff, but he still got that money. I think they've paid him so much. They felt like, you know, we've given you X amount of dollars and you've been on the bench for 13, 14 games. Like, I feel like they felt like, all right, now you need to give us something back. I think it was 21 out of 34 regular season games. 13 games you missed is almost a football season, right? Like, that's the way I'm looking at it. And I think the Niners felt like maybe we need to, you know, trim the fat here. And the way it's going, you're getting older. The injuries are compiling more and more now. I think that the Niners thought they would be silly to offer him a similar contract and or keep it the same way that it was. And so I think both parties were justified with how they felt and how they handled it. Mike, do you do anything special to set the mood for getting down in the bedroom? No, not anymore, man. Not on a regular basis. Now, there are times when my wife and I will get a room for a weekend, and I'm talking spa and I would say catered food, but like we order. I want my wife doing absolutely nothing. And we don't just get like a regular hotel room. Like we get a suite with different bedrooms. So if she needs her space and I got my space, if we want to pass out and snore, and then there's a living room in the middle, we get like suites. And it's all pampering, all spa, all ordering. Like it's we have a kitchen and everything. We bring our own drinks and all that kind of stuff. But those things are more rare because of our household, right? So we have the 4-bedroom house and everything, but there's 4 children and a dog here. So we kind of like just sneak it in whenever we can, you know? So I wish I could say that we do something special, but it's like, apes, you got 20 minutes? Come on, let's go. You know what I mean? Like the kids might be asleep or they're distracted. Like, hurry up, let's go. That's as special as it gets in this crazy rambunctious household. And you got kids ranging from 14 to 6 years old. And a 1-year-old dog that thinks that he is a kid. Also, you move and he wants to move. It's just, it's a little bit much. It's a little bit much. So, yeah. Are you a tequila guy? Not really. Not really. I'm not. Jose says here, besides Gold Bar whiskey, what other whiskeys do you like? So that's a good question, Jose. I like a lot of different whiskeys. I'm actually more of a Scotch guy, which is it's like a whiskey, right? But I just talked about Dewar's. Macallan is probably my favorite Scotch company. I like them a lot. Glenfiddich is another good one. And as far as just whiskey, like if I were just to say a whiskey, and Gold Bar is okay. It's not what we celebrated to be. I got behind Gold Bar because of them working with the 49ers. I think if I was served Gold Bar somewhere out, it would be like, oh, that was cool, but I wouldn't be like pounding the table to get more of it. When I'm mixing a drink, like adding sugars and stuff and making whiskey sours, I prefer it to not be top-end whiskeys. Because I like to drink my stuff straight. So if I'm going to water it down or put sugars and syrups and stuff like that in it, give me something like a bottom shelf, like Seagram 7, like the old cheap stuff, because I'm going to mix it all up anyway. I don't want to disrespect a good whiskey like that. So Yeah, I'm more of a Scotch guy. Like I said, higher end whiskey. And then my last one here for the night, I just realized the time and how much over I've gone. Actually, I'll answer Sin's last one also. Do you have any flavored cigars that you recommend? Not really. I'm not much of a flavored cigar guy. When I got into cigars, my brother was deployed in Afghanistan. And he told me he was smoking cigars with buddies, and they were smoking something called acid. And so when he came home, I went out and bought some acids, and that was like my first real cigar. We got into it heavy after that, and I realized, like, I don't like that flavored thing at all. There is one though. Oh man, it's a latte cigar. I can't remember the company. Hold on. Java latte. Those burn smooth. I like the way they smell when someone else burns them. So it's obviously like it's a coffee infused cigar. But Java also makes a mint cigar. It's a little weird to smell a mint cigar, but the lady that used to smoke them at the cigar parlor, she pulled it off. I don't know. Like, we knew when she was in the building, and I never smoked one of those. I didn't try that one. I never tried it. However, I saw it and smelled it. So I have smoked the latte one because I was just intrigued by the coffee flavor. And again, by Drew Estate, which is a really good cigar company. So Java Mint or Java Latte by Drew Estate. Those would be the ones that I recommend. And Sin had one more question here. I'm going to answer this when we get out of here. Do they still have Johnny Walker Red? I believe so, yes. If you go to the Johnny Walker website, it is still available for sale. So I think you can get it in local stores. It depends on what kind of stores you have. Like, Pennsylvania is state run, so you have to go to like somewhere else to get specific things. They don't have a lot of that stuff in these stores here. But I'm so close to Jersey, I'll go across the bridge and go to, like, you know, Joe's Canal or something like that, or some of the bigger warehouse type things. All right. So listen, guys, that's going to do it for tonight. Thank you all so much for your participation. Thank you all for the live viewers. You guys were A+ all the time. I love it. I appreciate you guys. And I will see you guys a couple of times tomorrow. You load up the questions and I will get the answering. Prepare for glory, anticipate pain, but always remain faithful. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey, see, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, I'm nothing but Niners.